Hey, this is Max. So welcome to this year's Cognac Calendar by Cognac Expert. Thanks for being a part of that. Just that you know, we actually recorded 7 podcasts, 7 days in French, and they were dubbed by Taylor. So the rest is in English. Here we go. Let's go.
Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Marine Deschamps from Cognac Regnault Sabourin. How are you today? Hello, Taylor. I'm doing well. How are you? Excellent. Thanks. So, for our listeners, who are you and what do you do at Cognac Regnault Sabourin? My name is Marine Deschamps and I am the General Director of Cognac Regnault Sabourin. And which cognac will we be tasting today? So today, I'm very proud to present our Réserve Spéciale. The Réserve Spéciale is part of our regular classic line of cognacs. It's a cognac that is 20 years old, and it is bottled at 43 degrees alcohol to give a nice structure and a nice complexity during the tasting. And in the range of cognacs at Regnault Sabourin, this Réserve Spéciale is placed where in the range? So the Réserve Spéciale is a cognac that's situated in the middle of the range. As you know about Cognac Regnault Sabourin, we have a lot of quite old cognacs. Our VS is already 4 years old, the VSOP is already 10 years old, and this Réserve Spéciale falls right after the VSOP because it is 20 years old. Another thing that's important to know is that our vineyard consists of 35 hectares, situated exclusively in the Grand Champagne Cru, and this Cru has the tendency to produce eau de vie that are really apt to age and that improve and become enhanced during the long period of aging. And this is the reason why we've made the choice to age our cognacs much longer than the average length imposed by the legislation. And how would you describe the style of this cognac? As I indicated earlier, the eau de vie in this cognac all have a minimum of 20 years of age. And we find the finesse and delicacy of other cognacs from the Grand Champagne. That's to say, notes that are quite light of white flowers and aromas that are just very fine, I would say. We wanted to make something during a tasting that is, of course, complex, structured, but also with notes, aromas and flavors that are really deep and spicy. Also, the fact that this cognac is at 43 degrees gives a really nice length in mouth and also gives a texture that's really, really interesting. So I know more or less all of the cognacs in the range at Regnault Sabourin. Compared to the XO 25, how would you describe the difference between the Réserve Spéciale and the XO 25? So yes, these are actually two products that are completely different. Our XO, which is 25 years old, is also bottled at 40 degrees. We really were going for something that was easy to drink, very buttery, a cognac that's almost approaching the mouthfeel of a syrup. For the Réserve Spéciale, we wanted something a lot more technical, much more complex, much more structured. We can even say that the Réserve Spéciale is a livelier cognac and a more vigorous cognac, whereas the XO 25 is more silky and smooth. So then would you say that the Réserve Spéciale is more a cognac for connoisseurs' palate? Absolutely. The Réserve Spéciale happens to be our best seller in Japan, notably a market of really fine connoisseurs, because they're able to go find that complexity and find that aromatic sensations that are present in this cognac.
Can you say, was the distillation done on the lees or without the lees? All of our cognacs are distilled with the lees. It's very important because the lees bring a softness and a roundness in the mouth. We're trying to make cognac that, above all, has a really nice softness. We're not trying to make a dry cognac. So yes, all of our cognacs are distilled with the lees, including the réserve spéciale. How much time did the cognac spend in new oak? Absolutely. All of our cognacs, including the réserve spéciale, spend 6 months in new oak. The majority of the oak that we use has a medium toast. And again, all of our vines are in the Grand Champagne. The Grand Champagne has a really nice finesse and is known for its delicate aromas. And we can enhance that with this short period of aging in new oak. We're not trying to crush or to cover aromas with new oak. We're just trying to bring a small touch, a very light touch of oak in the aging period. This is the reason why we limit the aging in brand new oak to only 6 months, this little touch of new oak, and then we move all of the eau de vie to old oak, where they will spend 20, 30, 40 years to age as needed. And what are the conditions in the cellars? Are they humid, are they dry, or somewhere in between? We have two types of cellars. We have dry cellars and we have humid cellars. I will say that the majority of our cellars are humid. And a humid cellar allows us to have a cognac that is a lot more round and soft, which is exactly what we're going for. So if we need to give a particular cognac a little bit of vigor, a little bit of life, we can put it in the dry cellar. But all of this is up to the cellar master to decide which type of chai is best. So you indicated earlier that the alcohol level of this cognac is 43 degrees, and I find that quite interesting. Why was the choice made to bottle this cognac at 43 degrees? So yes, the choice of the alcoholic degree is really important because it's the alcohol that's going to give the spine to the cognac. It's the alcohol that's really going to allow us to showcase the value and the quality of the different aromas and flavors of this cognac. So yes, the choice of the alcohol level is really important. If you have too much alcohol, then it risks to take too much space in the cognac. And on the other side, if we don't have enough alcohol, the tasting risks to be a little bit flat. So choosing the right alcohol level will really allow us to showcase our terroir, to showcase the aromatic quality of our eau de vie. I think even those percentage points more really bring something extra. Absolutely. And once again, the alcohol is what pushes the aromas and enhances the aromas. And it also has an important impact on the length in the mouth. And in terms of additives, is there any caramel coloring, a little bit of sugar added to this cognac and the cognacs in the classic range? We have a position that's pretty clear on the subject. We accept differences in colors of our cognacs, and we do not add any caramel to any of our cognacs. So that means some of our cognacs are clearer than average, and we can have differences in the color of our different cognacs of the different blends, but we are very clear on that position. We're trying to make artisanal cognac, and so even if we don't add caramel coloring, we could perhaps add a little bit of sugar if necessary. The sugar's objective is to finish the final notes, and perhaps to round off some of the angles if needed and in small quantities. everything is down to the cellar master, who will work with the blend, and if needed, he can add a little bit of that sugar ingredient. And so I imagine that even if some sugar is used, it's probably used in some of the younger cognacs. Absolutely. It's an ingredient that is typically used in our younger blends. But again, the quantities that are used, if we do use some sugar, are really, really minimal. And again, the objective is to enhance our terroir and the aromas. And so if adding a little bit of sugar does that, then we will do it. So if we move on to a tasting note, how would you describe the nose, the palate, and the finish of this cognac? So the Réserve Spéciale is a cognac where it's interesting to note that there are actually two grape varieties in the cognac. The main grape variety is Uni Blanc, but we also add a small touch of Folle Blanche, which will add a little bit of an acidity note. And that brings a better balance while tasting the Réserve Spéciale. It's a blend that has an intense yellow color that's approaching bronze. Remember that we're with eau de vie here that are 20 years of age. So it's got a nose that's really subtle, very smooth, with notes kind of like grill. There's a grilled note, touch of almond, and even a small touch of nougat. For the tasting, it's a cognac that's quite round. It's a cognac that's creamy in the mouth. It's a cognac where we really wanted to have something to chew on. And we find that on the tasting, that we even get somewhat of a balsamic note. We also get notes of wood, a little bit of caramel, and some dried fruits, and a finish that's on walnuts that will take us to the end of the day of the tasting. And as I mentioned earlier, this is a cognac that's bottled at 43 degrees, which allows us to have a long finish and a very persistent finish. I mean, to summarize, we really wanted to have an experience, an aromatic experience with this Réserve Spéciale that matches the experience on the mouthfeel and with the flavors. And it does that perfectly. I recently had the occasion to taste the entire range, and I have to say, amongst all of the different cognacs, they were all excellent. The Réserve Spéciale was my preferred cognac. The marriage between maturity and freshness alongside that really beautiful fruit was just perfect. So thank you very much, Marine, for all of your responses and the explanations. It's a wonderful cognac, and I think that our clients, our amateurs, are going to love it. So again, thank you, happy holidays, and see you soon. Thanks a lot, Taylor. Happy holidays to everyone. Feel free to come by and visit us at our domain. We would be glad to have you, and au revoir.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day and another cognac. Au revoir!